This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Houston's community affairs program reflecting the concerns, needs, and events of our greater Houston communities.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We are featuring our Houston Legends, and today we have none other than Dr. Dorothy Caram. Please welcome our first guest.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Caram. Thank you so much for being with us. Always a great time seeing you. And before we get started, just a kind of a brief history for our audiences watching in terms of how we first met many years ago. I remember you coming to Austin High School in the East End, and I was, I think, a ninth grader at Career Day. And as you might expect, about 500 freshmen and everyone, you know, carrying on. And I remember sitting in the front row and listening to your story, and such a distinguished professional woman who had
thank
a doctorate,
you,
was a mother, came from the same community. And it was then that that light bulb went off in my head that I thought, well, if she can do that, maybe I can. You went on to a great career at the University of Houston as an executive, and continued to stay very, very involved in the Houston community through a variety of arts and cultural activities. And so I watched you, and you and I have stayed in contact since that time when I was 15 years old. And I continue to follow and admire everything that you do, Dr. Caram. You've been an inspiration to me and to countless other women and people here in the greater Houston area.
Thank you, Laurita. It's the youth that inspire me to keep working.
Yes.
You know, I see that if I can be of help to someone, and they are always of help to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we work together, and I'm just really thrilled to have you as an adopted daughter.
Well,
how's that?
Thank you so much, Dorothy.
Yes,
so let's talk a little. A lot of people are familiar with your work in education, of course,
yes,
everything you've done with the Miller Outdoor Theater, and just so many things that are the arts. So tell them a little bit about what you're doing today, and then we'll keep talking about how you got started.
Well, I'm still very active in the Hispanic community organizations.
Yes.
I have just chaired an event at Miller Theater for the Institute of Hispanic Culture, in which we celebrated Argentina. And it was a beautiful night at Miller, so we had a great crowd and had a great show, and I'm so grateful for everybody who was there to help me put it on.
But you've been doing this for years, Dorothy, and
yes,
and it gives you such great joy, and I see how your eyes just light up when you talk about this. So where did this passion for the arts and culture come from?
Well, it came from my parents.
Yeah.
I'm the result of my father and mother dancing the Jarabe Tapatio at the Palace Theater for Clark Gable, who was one of my father's friends.
Uh-huh.
My father loved theater. He grew up in the East End of town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Farrington by his last name.
Mm-hmm.
And mother was from Mexico. I'm a Santander from her last name. But my father always hung around with the Mexican-American community of the East End. Mm-hmm. So he played in a Tejano band, played the accordion, and was the announcer for the events. And so he was very active. Mm-hmm. And after he finished at Rice and was in a theater production company in New York with Clark Gable, and Clark Gable came to live in Houston, they opened the Palace Theater, and one day my father was asked if he could dance the Jarabe Tapatio, and he said, I think there's a young lady who just came from Mexico. And that's how they met. So I've been stuck with the theater all my life.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah. And they made sure that from the time I was little that I would take lessons in dance and music and everything I could to keep me busy, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It certainly has kept you busy.
Thank you.
All the way till today. I know that you continue to be on so many committees and anything that is, again, education and culture, you are at the table.
Thank you. I'm thinking
of our dear friend, Olga Solis.
Oh, yes.
She was just a dynamo, and I know you miss her. We all miss her, and
yes.
I still remember those phone calls I'd get from her, and they were short and they were fast, and she'd tell you what
demanding.
To do,
and
then she would hang up the phone.
Yes,
and
yes.
I thought, well, she just doesn't like me because she always hangs up on me. That was what she did to everyone if she liked you, because she knew she had to get on to the next thing.
One. Oh yeah.
So speaking of Olga Solis, the two of you and others were instrumental in the Houston Hispanic Forum.
Yes.
The Career Day continues to. Today. How
That's
did
my
that
baby.
Get started?
Well, you know, I went to many medical conventions with my husband, and they inspired me by seeing what the layout was and how they had breakout rooms to do specialized things, and they had display rooms with everything there. I said, why can't we have a convention for the students, mm-hmm. grades 6 through 12? And so the members of the Houston Hispanic Forum agreed with me, and we started Career Day, and it's been very successful. We have up to 18,000 students every year come and go through all the convention that I call it for
yes.
the students.
Yes.
And they learn about colleges and universities and careers, and kind of it helps inspire them to know what they want to do with their lives.
Well, it's certainly been inspirational. And again, so many people who've taken advantage of that. Parents and leaders of the community who give of their time to go and serve as those
Absolutely.
Examples.
It's all volunteers.
Yes,
That's what's so remarkable. Because they keep saying, Hispanics can't do that? Oh, yes, we can. We can do anything that we really want to do, yes. set our minds to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be right back with Dr. Dorothy Caram.
Gosh. What a great organization, what great leadership from Dr. Morello. You always want to go where the future is, and this is where the future is. And when you look at this people, the quality of the production, everything about this organization and the leadership, this is what you want to be a part of.
The Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is the leading regional advocate for the economic and civic interests of the Hispanic business community. Our three legislative priorities include DACA, NAFTA, and Census. Collectively, the economic impact of these three legislative priorities is $24.8 billion in the greater Houston region. The Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce announced a wide-ranging partnership with the City of Houston ahead of the pivotal 2020 U.S. Census to increase engagement and broaden awareness. We have utilized our media platform, which includes CBS, Intercom, Univision, KHOU 11, and The Cube to disseminate facts and figures. Additionally, the national media has taken notice of our chamber and has featured us on Bloomberg, CNN, The Washington Post, NPR, MoneyWeek, to name a few, in an effort to educate and emphasize our role as the leader of Houston's new majority. We prepared op-eds, wrote white papers, held press conferences, presented on local and national panels.
NAFTA, as you know, your chamber once again has taken the lead. The numbers don't lie.
This is about jobs, economic impact. We know that a trade between the U.S. and Mexico is over $180 billion as it relates to Texas.
We celebrate the fact that the United States Supreme Court has thrown out that census question that was, are you a U.S. citizen?
It was also a banner year for the Chamber's annual initiatives, groundbreaking and data-focused Hispanic Impact Summits, the Women's Leadership Conference and Business Expo, Health, Innovation, and Technology Summit, our annual Luncheon and Business Expo, the largest in Houston, as well as our elected officials reception, annual awards gala, we graduated emerging leaders. The Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce remains mission-focused.
And as go Hispanics, so goes Houston.
The Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is the leading regional advocate for the economic and civic interests of the Hispanic business community, the leader of Houston's new majority.
I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, and our next Houston legend is Dr. Dorothy Caram. We're continuing our conversation with her, learning a little bit about what she's been doing here in the Houston area. And as you know, she's been just a champion of education and of the arts. And she's going to continue talking to us a little bit about the things that inspired her and perhaps some things that might motivate you as well. So, Dr. Caram, let's go back to your family and growing up.
Yes.
I know that something that you're very proud of is that you were a swimming safety instructor
for the Red Cross for 25 years.
Yes, ma'am. And you were the first...
Lifeguard for the city of Houston.
Well, there you go. Always
open McGregor Pool.
Yes, a champion even back then and growing up. So it's extraordinary when you look at the time frame in terms of you earning your doctorate, becoming an administrator at the University of Houston, among the very first Latinos to have that role. Tell us what that was like moving into academia.
Well, academia was something that I always looked for because my father had been involved. He was one of the first professors when the University of Houston was a community college, and he died when he was head of the Department of Modern Languages, modern and classical. So academia was part of my life growing up.
Yes.
But I loved being a teacher when I taught at Briscoe Elementary and at Bel Air High School, and I even taught while my children went to Catholic schools, in elementary schools. I taught there just to make sure what they were doing and what was going on.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to lose track. And you know, being around youth keeps you young.
Yes.
So it was fun.
Yes.
But I also valued very much the other things about our community and the need to be active in organizations, to be active politically, to vote, to help candidates.
Yes.
I served as a civil service commissioner for the city, and I also valued everything we had in the health field because my husband was a neurosurgeon. Mm-hmm. So I was lucky enough to be on the board of the Harris County Hospital System.
Yes.
So, I mean, it gave variety to my life, but it also allowed me to meet people who were very interesting.
Yeah. Well, and you did all of that while raising the family. Tell us about your children and what they're doing today.
Well, I have four sons. They're all happily married with wonderful wives who are professional also. I have eight grandchildren. My oldest son is a neurosurgeon, and his oldest daughter is an OBGYN. My second son is a financial advisor. The third son is a geologist. And the fourth son is an aerospace engineer who's now very occupied with all the things that are happening at NASA because he heads one of the departments there.
Yes. Well, growing up as you did in the East End, did you feel the pressure of getting married, having children, and the dilemma of going on to school? Or did you not experience some of the stereotypes that many Latinos and Latinas, you know, have early on?
I have to admit that I didn't experience those stereotype things because I was a Farrington and then a Carum, so they didn't know how to take me. You know, the Santander part of me was just part of me.
Yes.
So it was after I got to know people that they realized that I was active in the Hispanic community.
Mm-hmm.
But that opened a lot of doors for me. God gave me very many great opportunities, and He also gave me the ability to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
And all of them have been someone that I admired. I've seen them have their families and be active, and I'm very proud of everyone that has been part of my life.
Really. Dorothy, as you look back and you see all the many things that you've done, you've been able to travel with your grandchildren. Every time I call you, you're at a wedding, you're somewhere having fun with them.
Yeah.
But for Dr. Dorothy Caram, what will your legacy? What do you hope your legacy will be?
I hope my legacy will be that everyone will use their talents to help other people. Not to just keep them to themselves, But use that talent that's been given to you and that experience and see that it does something better for the community. And to see that everyone that you meet is someone important. Doesn't matter who it is. There's somebody important in your life. So that's, I hope, is my legacy. My children, of course, I'm so proud of them. I thank God every day for everything that they've given me. And my friends, I just can't tell you how much I admire all of them.
Well, thank you. Like, well, and thank we you. Admire and thank you for all you've done. Thank you, Dr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.